Critter Protectors, Mr. Jim here, and welcome to Kids Animal Stories, a place where there's always a mystery and adventure around every single corner. If you love critters of all shapes and sizes, I need you on our Critter Protector team. Join our adventure as we learn about critters from around the world and in our backyards. Well, my friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too! Let's go! On the last episode, we saw how Buzzy... I don't think she made a very good choice. She took off flying from her hive in a storm. And her sister warned her that it was not a good idea, but she didn't listen and... Oh dear, she's in quite the situation. But there's been many clues already, namely... that she lives in a hive. She was going to find nectar. And it seems like she has wings and can fly, and I'm not sure exactly what kind of critter Buzzy is. Let's see what happens next. Buzzy was starting to fly downward very quickly. Her little wings weren't any match for all the rain. They were completely soaked through, could no longer keep flapping. They were too heavy. Buzzy closed her eyes. She couldn't look because she was so scared. Just when Buzzy didn't think she would make it, her six legs touched something. It felt very hard and cold, but it didn't feel like grass. It was a branch! She had made it to the oak tree after all. Buzzy was so happy. She made it to that tree branch. She got so lucky. She was terrified to have landed in the grass. That would have been terrible. As Buzzy sat on this branch, she started to walk to the very innermost part of the tree that she could get to, the part closest to the trunk.
Oh, now I won't get wet anymore, she said. The branches and leaves should help protect me.
Buzzy sat and shivered. She should have listened to Sally. Now instead of being inside of her nice, warm hive, she was out sitting on a wet tree branch, shivering in the cold rain. Buzzy sat on the branch and watched the rain continue to come down. Her family was probably so scared. By now, Sally must have told their parents that she was missing. Oh no, what would they do? Would they try to come out and find her? Buzzy could almost hope that they would come to help her, but she also didn't want them to leave their hive either. It was just way too dangerous. Buzzy's wings were almost dry when she heard her name being called out in the distance.
Buzzy! Are you all right? I've come to find you!
It was Sally! Sally had come to find her!
I'm here, Sally. I'm in the oak tree, cried out Buzzy.
Sally started flying with all her might to get to that oak tree. Buzzy watched nervously and hoped that she would make it all right. When she saw Sally land on her branch, she ran over to her.
Oh, Sally, you were right. It's way too dangerous to leave the hive today. The storm got so bad I couldn't even see where I was going and my wings got so wet I couldn't fly anymore. It was so scary.
All right, well, let's sit here on the branch while I dry my wings a bit, and then we'll go back home. We can always fly to Flower Valley tomorrow, said Sally.
She had flown from the hive, and her wings were also very wet now. Buzzy and Sally sat on the branch and watched the rest of the storm. As their wings started to dry off, the storm started to let up. The rain started to come down very slowly, and the sky wasn't so dark anymore.
I think the storm is about to stop. Let's try to get back to the hive now, said Buzzy.
Sally agreed, and they both began to fly back to the hive together. It wasn't so hard to fly now that the rain was barely coming down. Soon, Buzzy and Sally made it back to the hive. Once they flew in and started to dry their wings, their parents rushed up to find them.
All right, a second. Hold on, friends. We've got to solve this mystery.
Buzzy and Sally. Do you have any guesses of what kind of critter they might be? I've heard many clues. They are flying. They seem to live in a big neighborhood called a hive. And they seem to like flowers for nectar. Oh, I have an idea. Hummingbirds. Hummingbirds can fly, and they love nectar and... Oh, no, they don't live in a hive. You're right. I don't think this story is about two hummingbirds. I'm gonna have to keep thinking... Oh, wait, what did you say? You think Buzzy and her sister Sally are honeybees? Could that be true? Let's see. Honeybees, they do live in a hive, yes. And they do love nectar and flowers. You're right. I think Buzzy was going out to get nectar for the hive so that they can make honey. Yes, Buzzy and Sally are both honeybees. They're amazing critters with some really important jobs. Not only making honey for themselves to eat, but also pollinating flowers. That's an important part of the plant life cycle. If the flowers don't get pollinated, then they don't make any seeds. And without seeds, then no more flowers. No more. Bees are very important and... Oh, holy smokes, yes! Buzzy and Sally just met up with their parents and their parents look very worried. Buzzy! Sally, where have you been? We've been so worried, said their mother.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's all my fault. I was bored and I wanted to go to Flower Valley and I didn't want to wait for the rain to stop and Sally told me not to, but I didn't have any patience. I'm sorry.
Oh, my. Wow, how do you think Buzzy feels right now? She just disobeyed one of her parents' very important rules and... Oh, she probably feels really guilty. Have you ever felt that before? Yeah, that can be a really big feeling. Oh, Buzzy, I know that you don't like to sit in the hive on rainy days, but it's for your protection. When our wings get wet, we can't fly anymore. And if we can't fly, we get stranded somewhere very dangerous, said their mother.
I know. That's exactly what happened to me. I got stranded in a tree and Sally, she found me. She saved me.
I don't want either of you to leave the hive in the rain again. I just could never live with anything bad happening to you.
Okay.
They were both very sorry for leaving the hive in the rain. They had made a big mistake. But don't worry, girls. The weather looks like it's starting to get better. When the sun comes out, we will all go to Flower Valley with the rest of the colony. Everyone else would like to get some nectar, too. Buzzy and Sally smiled. Going to Flower Valley together with the hive sounded much better than going out alone in the rain. They had learned a very important lesson that day that they would never forget. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor. Great job, you listened all the way to the end. Wow, did you solve the mystery about who they were? Yes, honeybees are amazing critters. Here's a crazy fact. There's one color in the rainbow that bees cannot see. Do you know what color that is? No, it's not blue. It's not green or yellow. It's red. Bees cannot see the color red like you and I can. Wow, that's pretty wild. Well, friends, I hope you all have a super duper day. And I'm going to keep my eyes out for some busy bees today, buzzing around, hoping to avoid the rain.